fans and the students of Towson University.
Well, it's a great partnership that we've been able now to establish with CQ in working together to promote the Towson University, or now the CQ Arena, and the wonderful partnership with CQ and the folks and the citizens here of the state of Maryland.
Now, why find a corporate sponsor to name the arena? And Towson's not the first university to do this. Go down to College Park, the Comcast Center, where the Terps play, is a great example of that. You see this all over the country. Why does Towson need to do this?
Well, in this case, the arena is funded through what we refer to as auxiliary bonds. It is not state-funded, so this building is paid back for over the course of about 20 years by fees that we charge to students and revenues that we generate on campus. So it's incredibly important to us to be able to find revenue sources to help lower that debt service and the ultimate expense to our students.
Are you going to be lowering the fees to the students now that you found a corporate sponsor?
Well, we don't necessarily lower the fees. It just keeps us from having to raise the fees any farther. And as we move forward throughout the years, it helps us to hold those fees kind of static so that there's not a steady increase in them.
I know last month the Harlem Globetrotters played at the arena, the CQ Arena, which is now called. Is there any work left to be done on this arena before the school year starts?
Oh, absolutely. We're still walking through some punch list items. I think with any major capital project, it's always the last 1% that I always say is the toughest to get done. So there's a number of little things that we've noticed that we still have the contractor on site working to finish the small details.
Sometimes when you build a house, you find problems at the last minute. Have you found any problems with the building that need to be corrected?
Not necessarily. Operationally, it's interesting. We're still learning how it all works and what buttons to push, but we're getting better at the transitions, as you would expect, between a basketball venue and or a graduation site that we had back in June.
Now, what's going to become of the old Towson Center?
The old Towson Center is looking to be somehow reused to be developed with some more athletic offices to consolidate a lot of their services there. And we're looking at some potential multi-purpose use of the existing arena.
Will there also be concerts at the new arena and other non-university-related events?
Oh, absolutely. As we started off, even here at the end of May when the arena first opened, we actually took occupancy on a Monday and had our first graduations Wednesday. We did our 6 graduations, followed by 17 high school graduations, followed by the Special Olympics, followed then by the Harlem Globetrotters. So those are the kind of things that we anticipate doing, having the arena, the CQ Arena, be a wonderful site for community-type events and things that are very supportive of both our mission and CQ's mission.
And is there a chance for the public to see the arena before it becomes really fully operational, or are you going to be giving tours?
Oh, absolutely. Well, there have been a number of athletic open houses.
I think
there was one 2 weeks ago on a Saturday where they invited the community to come out, get tours of the arena, look at their opportunities for perhaps getting season tickets for our basketball events, and just having a general look. And we'll continue to do those. I think for all of the upcoming football games this fall, they plan on having open houses of the arena as well.
All right. Joe Oster is the Senior Vice President of Finance at Towson University. Thanks for joining us on Maryland's News.